listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Today is the day. It's January 6th, 2021, a day that will go down in history. Most of this entire show will be me sitting back and watching along with you as we take live streams from the march in Washington, D.C. We should give you a brief rundown of how today is going to go. For the first hour, we will be airing an exclusive interview between Alex Jones and General Flynn. That was filmed yesterday in Washington, D.C. It's titled Americans' DNA is 1776. You can find the full video at band.video, but stay with us and we'll play the entire thing live this first hour. And then we will also, if we have time, get to Alex Jones's speech yesterday. He was fired up and firing the crowd up, talking about election integrity live from Freedom Plaza. We'll play that speech in the second half of the hour. Then at 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, Alex Jones will be going live. He'll be giving a speech there at the Ellipse in President's Park in Washington, D.C. We will bring you that live feed as we get it. Here it looks like the video that you're seeing on the screen now is the crowd already gathering as of probably 7 in the morning this morning. The line stretching as far as the eye can see. Millions and millions of Trump supporters gathering in Washington right now. There you can see the American flag hanging upside down. That's that sign of distress that you may know if you are a watcher of InfoWars. We talk about it quite a bit. So 9 a.m. Central Time, Alex Jones' speech live from the Capitol. Then he will be leading at the Vanguard, leading the march from President's Park to the Capitol. And at 10 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Eastern, Donald Trump will be giving a speech to his supporters there on the Mall in Washington. So we'll bring you that live as well. So we have the General Flynn interview, then an Alex Jones speech from yesterday, Alex Jones' speech live today at 9 a.m. and then 10 a.m. Donald Trump's speech live. And we'll, of course, be bringing you live feeds throughout the day. I will then be hosting the Alex Jones show at 11 a.m. and we'll continue the festivities. An absolutely jaw-dropping number of patriots there. Y'all can bring up some more of these videos. I haven't even seen some of these. I guess they're from today. Yesterday, even the day before the event, massive crowds, rolling cheers throughout Washington, D.C. Some incredible video as well. Some clashes with the police, some a little bit of violence, not too much, but still a little bit of insanity. Of course, the Georgia races, the Georgia runoff election was yesterday. We have results for one of those two races, and Raphael Warnock seems to have clinched it over Kelly Loeffler. Less than 1% separating those two candidates, but the victory apparently has gone to the Democrats. Now the fate of the Senate, control of the Senate, hinges on the final race. John Ossoff and David Perdue, again, less than 1% separates those two. Almost less than half a percent separates those two candidates, with 98% of estimated votes reporting. I saw a video of John Ossoff already claiming victory of this. Maybe he knows the cheating that's gone on. And of course, there's one thing we know about what has caused this result. It's the utter failure of the GOP, the incredibly disastrous choices that were made in the last few months, from the $2,000 stimulus check that seems like Mitch McConnell alone resisted against the advice and the compelling of Donald Trump. Of course, they also overrode Donald Trump's veto of the NDAA and, as a whole, completely refused to do anything about the obvious vote fraud that occurred in November. So not only did we see a lot of suspicious activity yesterday in the Georgia campaign runoff election, it's the same sort of nonsense we saw on November 4th, stopping the vote, poll watchers not allowed in. That all could have been solved. That could have been fixed. It could have been at least mitigated if the Republicans had taken that threat seriously. Instead, they told their supporters to shut up and not question their, you know, what they saw with their own eyes, the fraud that occurred in Georgia and elsewhere. The GOP brought this upon themselves. They have nobody to blame but themselves.
Three, two, one.
They'd listen to Trump, it would have been very different.
Here we go.
It's
back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A very special edition of American Journal today on InfoWars. It's January 6th. The crowds are gathering. The Patriots are massing in the capital city. Incredible stuff. We are about to go to this interview with Alex Jones and General Michael Flynn, and this will take up a large portion of this first hour, and then of course we'll be going to the speech yesterday from Alex Jones, and finally at the 9 a.m. time slot we will be going to the live speech from Alex Jones there at President's Park in Washington, D.C. Before we go to this interview, since I won't have much time to do it, and we'll be taking your calls if we can in the third hour. We'll see how it plays out. We'll play it all by ear. But since I'll be sort of sitting back and watching this interview along with you, I'd want to take this moment to remind you that the Supercharge 2021 New Year's special is happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. As we go to this exclusive interview, the type of content, the type of material you will not see anywhere else, this interview with the man, the myth, the legend, General Michael Flynn, this is the type of material that you are paying for when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you getting one of our great products at an incredible discount, like the Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power, some of these incredible blockbuster products that we have, you're also paying for this type of material, this type of exclusive access, and this type of incredible content. Again, you've seen interviews with General Flynn before. You've never seen one like this. You've seen speeches before. You've never seen ones like the ones Alex Jones delivers in front of that roaring crowd in Washington, D.C. And I love the videos of it where you can just hear the people filming it going, I love this guy. Who, you know, people still know. I don't know. I don't know how people don't know who Alex Jones is. I don't know who out there. I don't know where they're, you know, what pile of sand their head has been buried in for the last 4 years. But it's always fun to see people introduced to Alex Jones. And they're like, who is this guy and why is he so awesome? It's this type of material that you get, that you pay for, that you support, that you help bring about by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And I implore you and really beseech you to do that. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the Supercharged 2021 sale. It's up to 60% off our top-selling products. And what you get in the end is perhaps your country back, God willing. And with that, I go now to the Alex Jones and General Michael Flynn interview. The title is American's DNA is 1776. The full video can be found and shared at band.video. But now on American Journal, it's Alex Jones and General Michael Flynn.
This is January 5th, the night of January. We're about to go into another one of these constitutional dates, January 6th tomorrow. And we still don't have an outcome for the United States of America to not have the outcome of an election for our ability, all the capabilities that we have. I have actually been part of taking over countries or running elections in countries, in other countries around the world where we say, hey, be more like us, act more like us. In fact, we're going to show you how to do an election in your country, Iraq, in your country, Afghanistan, in your country, name the Central American country in the 80s and the 90s. So anyway, this is embarrassing.
No, I totally agree with you. And under the U.S. law, under the State Department, under the U.N., if they're not poll watchers, if there's not, you redo the election.
I get into politics because I'm a politician. I get into politics because I care about the future of the country. I saw the country going towards socialism while I was in uniform. So That's why I felt so strongly about getting involved in the political process, because I knew if we went a different direction, we wouldn't have this conversation.
There's a
DNA in the American psyche and in the American culture that still exists, and that DNA goes all the way back to 1776.
General Michael Flynn is here with us, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former national security advisor to President Trump, someone attacked and demonized by the globalists. You're here with us. This is unfiltered. Millions are going to watch this at this critical juncture for our republic. We really appreciate you taking time out on the eve of Trump's big speech tomorrow. Thank you so much, General, for being with us. What is your call to the American people right now?
Well, my big message is that the truth is going to come out. Donald Trump will continue to be the president of the United States for the next 4 years. There's no doubt in my mind. When I'm asked on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the scale that you put that Trump will be the next president, I say 10, without a doubt. That is the truth. Everybody in this country, everybody in the world knows that this election on the 3rd of November was a total ripoff. It was a fraudulent election. We have had foreign interference from multiple countries. I'll rattle them off here if you want to get into that. And Donald Trump was the clear winner. For the next 4 days after the 3rd of November, from about the 4th through the 7th, 8th of November, they just started stuffing the ballot boxes, and everybody knows it, and they got caught. They got caught with their hands in the proverbial cookie jar, so that's where we are.
Just like they got caught on Russiagate, just like
everything,
they got...
Everything, Russia.
So you got the floor, General. Lay it out for people, what really happened.
Yeah, so in terms of the election, what we know is that the election was won by Donald Trump that night. Approximately 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night, 80 to 90% of the precincts in nationwide, Trump won hands down. And then all of a sudden we had this very, very uncertain, you know, everything stops. We've never had that in our country, in our presidential election. So 5 states shut down. Joe Biden goes to bed. I mean, he probably never came out of the basement. And so, then what happened was they realized, they being the Democratic machine, they realized that the algorithms that they put into these Dominion machines and these what's called ESNS, which is electronic security systems, 95% of the electronic voting done in this country is done by those two systems, Dominion and ESNS, okay? The majority of people in this country don't even realize that. Those machines are and the companies behind them are partially owned by the Chinese Communist Party.
And you said that months ago.
Yeah.
Now it was confirmed. I saw today that Congress has proven they're connecting.
Chinese Communist Party connecting to China. The Communist Chinese Party paid $200 million in 2014 to Dominion, and they paid in October, I believe it was October of 2020, another $400 million put into this company. So we have clear evidence of a foreign interference, which is all the president's executive order describes, that's the executive order from 2018. He reinstituted it in 2019. He reinstituted it again in 2020. And so we are essentially in a national emergency that the president has already declared. He just has to decide whether to execute some of those procedures that are within his authority. So we have foreign interference from China. We have foreign interference from Serbia. We have foreign interference from Italy, from Spain, from Germany. And then on the 30th of October 2020, so a couple of days before the 3rd of November election, and then on the 3rd of November, the FBI and CISA, which is that guy Krebs, right? Krebs, who came out and said, hey, there's no foreign interference at all, about a week after the election. CISA is a Homeland Security cybersecurity agency. On the 30th of October 2020 and on the 3rd of November, both in what's called a joint intelligence advisory, the FBI and CISA issued an advisory saying that Iran is mucking around in our election system. They were doing it on the 3rd of November, which is the day of the election. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security both said there's foreign interference in our election on election day by the country of Iran. So for anybody to say that we haven't had foreign interference is full of it. There is our U.S. government agencies, whether you want to trust the FBI or not. I have my doubts about the FBI.
But I mean, regardless, General, as you said, we have them claiming that Russians got Trump elected with no evidence. Now we have the EU, the Communist Chinese, Iran, with these Confucius Institutes and all the, hell, China tells Hollywood what they can put in movies now.
Yeah.
And they're all...
China actually owns Hollywood. They own Hollywood.
Speak to that, please.
You know, the level of influence inside and the ownership, I mean, just the flat-out ownership. If people knew what the Chinese party, basically the Chinese government, was doing inside of this country for, frankly, the last 30 years. I mean, it's astounding inside of our academic institutions. It's in our banking systems, in our tech systems, and in our Hollywood, within Hollywood or in our movie-making capabilities. So when you begin to look at I would call it the real estate. So if you look at what real estate is being purchased by China, it exists in all walks of America's
Patriot
life.
In Colorado.
I think the Hollywood component of it is a big deal. All you got to do is look at some of these big companies that are living out in it.
I want to make a quick plug, that DNA Force. I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal here on InfoWars.com. The Patriots are gathering in Washington, D.C. by the millions. Alex Jones will be delivering a speech live at 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time there, local in Washington. We have a video update from Alex Jones we'll go to in just a second. Another update video has been captured by The Hill of Mike Pence and Donald Trump meeting in the Oval Office this morning, perhaps finalizing some of the details of what will occur later today. And we all wait with bated breath to find out what the outcome of today truly is. There you see Donald Trump and the vice president meeting in the Oval Office. Now I want to go to this video by Alex Jones, give you an update as to what it looks like on the ground there in Washington, D.C. When we get back, we go right back into that interview with General Flynn. But first, here's Alex Jones this morning. Look at that. So we're at the Washington Monument, and the crowd is just massive. That is just incredible.
The crowd stretched all the way around the town. Over a million people will be here, clearly. Can't even see the magnitude of it. It just goes on and on and on. Where's Joe Biden? Hiding in his basement.
It is hard to capture the feeling of what it's like being there, I'm sure, on video. Pales in comparison to the feeling of that human energy of those massive crowds. Truly incredible stuff, and we'll bring you more and more updates and more live feeds as the day progresses. But first, we go back to this interview, bombshell, groundbreaking, or as General Flynn puts it, epic interview between General Flynn and Alex Jones filmed yesterday exclusively for InfoWars.com.
State. So if you look at what real estate is being purchased by China, it exists in all walks of America's life. And I think the Hollywood component of it is a big deal. All you got to do is look at some of these big companies that are living in Fulton County, Atlanta. Okay, so why is Fulton County, Atlanta such a big deal right now? Why is there so much scrutiny being paid on Fulton County, Atlanta, which is one of the largest voting counties in the country? In fact, Fulton County, Maricopa County, and Wayne County up in Michigan, Maricopa County in Arizona, those are the top voting counties in the country. This election and what we know the Chinese party has done, not since Donald Trump came into office, but probably for the last 30 years, certainly since the mid-90s, since the Clinton era of the mid-90s, and what they have been doing. When you think about it, I'll just talk about our academic institutions. When you think about our colleges and universities, graduate and undergraduate, they've been sending upwards of about 300,000 students a year into our institutions. Those are just students. They come here for 1 year, they go back home. They come here for another year, they go back home, they graduate, and they graduate in the science, technology, engineering, and math arenas. They're not keeping that intellect here. They're taking it right back home. And they've been doing it for decades.
So they stole our brain trust. The system moved heaven and earth to falsely indict you, to keep you from giving Trump good, patriotic, yeah, pro-American advice, yeah, because you were somebody that believed in America and you were not a traitor. So now they try to silence you. They fail. You've come through the fire as a phoenix. What is your advice right now to President Trump and the American people, regardless of what happens in the next 15 days?
Yeah.
Because they wanted to silence you for a reason, because they knew you were a real person who cared about America, yeah, and cared about truth. So General Flynn, they want to silence you. Add your voice
here. I'll tell you, one of the pieces of the conversation that I had with Donald Trump the day that he called me up about the pardon. He says, you're the cleanest guy in America. He says, you're probably the cleanest guy in the world. And I said, no, Donald, you're the cleanest guy in the world, because they have dug into your rear end so far and they found nothing. And I said, I know what they would have found in my life, and it's nothing. You know, it's maybe some ugly fight that I get in when I was a kid in high school with a guy like you sometimes. You know, I don't know if I'd take you on.
You probably made me up.
I'm being a little facetious about that, but that was part of it, was that they dug into my life so far back, and I'm talking about back years.
Oh, I know. I've gone through it, too.
This isn't just started in 2017 or when the president won the last election.
They go interview everybody you do in high school.
Everybody. Yeah. So they looked into every single part of my life. They were listening to all my communications or watching all my texts, looking at all my bank accounts, everything. They found nothing. What they knew is that I knew what they knew, okay? And I think that's a powerful statement, actually.
Say that again. Exactly. Yeah. What they knew.
Yeah, what they knew is what I know what they know, okay? I mean, essentially, how this system operates. When Chuck Schumer said that the intel about Donald Trump, and he said that they have six ways to Sunday, right? The intelligence community have six ways to Sunday to basically screw you. Then that ought to send a message. That ought to send a chill down everybody's spine, right? In this country. That should never be the case. Yet that is in fact the case. And it's still the case in some degrees, to some degree. So what we're facing is institutions in this country that have lost sight of who they work for. They work for the American people. They work for we the people. They don't work for the institution. But that's what this town has become. So why we call this the swamp, why we call this the deep state, the amount of corruption that we are now seeing that has been exposed by this election is outrageous. It's despicable. And just to give you one little example, because it outraged me today, and I've already spoken to a couple of different people about this today. Everybody knows about Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
They came to his house.
So Josh Hawley's back in the state of Missouri. He's doing a little campaigning back there, and he's got kind of whatever he's doing. He's getting a read of how the people of Missouri feel before he comes to, you know, back tonight. Well, his family, and they probably don't even want me talking about it because they're so private, but his family, his wife, young wife, pregnant. Here we got Antifa pounding on her door, basically attacking her home.
Terrorist.
She's in a terrorist, you know, terrorizing a United States senator and his family because he's standing up for the Constitution. So even though I might be sitting right now, my stand is for the Constitution. My stand is for this country. Back to your question. What about Donald Trump? You know, honestly, at the end of the day, I think the guy's terrific. He's been a great president. He's basically tried to follow. He has tried to meet every promise that he has stated. But I don't really care about Donald Trump.
I agree.
At this stage, it's not about him anymore. This is about the presidency of this country. This is about the Constitution of this country. For the Supreme Court to fail to abdicate their responsibility like they did with the Texas lawsuit that they said there's no standing.
Because Trump, when they ganged up on you through the wolves, he's a good guy, but you're saying it's totally true.
Yeah.
It's about our institutions. Yeah. It's about the Republic.
If there was a person who could be vindictive against Donald Trump, you're looking at him. I mean, I could stand all day and go, that son of a gun, that son, you know, look at what he did to me. It's not Donald Trump that did it. It's these institutions.
They bullied him into it.
And it's the last, they didn't bully him. It's the last administration that lied to him. And the last administration set him up through a variety of little deceitful, you know, plays that they had in this little game that they're playing, which is a big game. And it's all about access to power and basically ruling this country. So Donald Trump coming into the presidency the last go around, I don't believe he realized that it was this bad. But it's this bad.
He said that. He said, I can't believe it's this bad.
Russiagate was false. The impeachment was false. You know, we won't get into a conversation about COVID. Maybe we'll talk about that another time.
No, get into it right now.
But this whole thing.
I got to leave in 10 minutes, but to finish, tell us.
Well, if I walk out the door, I got to put my mask on because apparently the door blocks COVID. But I got to put my mask on if I walk out the door. But if I sit down today with you here, I don't have to wear my mask. So there's something weird about it. At 10 o'clock at night in the restaurants that I go to, the restaurants close at 10 o'clock. Why? Because COVID comes out at 10 o'clock? I mean, the stupidity.
It's about arbitrary power.
It's huge.
The interview continues on the other side. Folks, stay with us. It's American Journal.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
Infowars.com. Banff.video.
Fox has betrayed President Trump as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high-quality storable food.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products in InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Huge arbitrary power, and I think that when we look back, because in the next 4 years, Trump is going to continue to be the president, so what priorities does he set to really take a hard look at, you know, in addition to making sure that the world stays peaceful, but also creating an economy that we're all, you know.
And by the way, General Flynn,
I've not been in the military like you, not highly decorated like you, and I get you're in a war, you got to wave the flag to get people to like fight, right. or if they collapse, we're going to lose. And I agree, Trump won by 2, 3, 4, 5 margins. He barely won those battleground states.
Trump probably got somewhere between 350 and 400 electoral college votes.
Exactly.
No kidding.
It was a massive landslide because when they froze the votes that night on I guess going in the morning of November 4th, he wasn't winning by half a point like he won last time. It was 3, 4, 5, 6 points.
That's right.
So I get what you're saying, but regardless, they are selling this giant fraud. They're selling this huge takeover. And so for me, when you talk about Trump as our president, you're right.
Alex, they're censoring the president of the United States of America. I mean,
Senate hearings on election fraud are censored. I agree. That's not even censorship. That's cartel.
This is January 5th, the night of January. We're about to go into another one of these constitutional dates, January 6th tomorrow. And we still don't have an outcome for the United States of America to not have the outcome of an election for our ability, all the capabilities that we have. I have actually been part of taking over countries or running elections in other countries around the world where we say, hey, be more like us, act more like us. In fact, we're going to show you how to do an election in your country, Iraq, in your country, Afghanistan, in your country, name the Central American country in the 80s and the 90s. So anyway, this is embarrassing.
No, I totally agree with you. And under the U.S. law, under the State Department, under the U.N., if they're not poll watchers, if there's not, you redo the election. So what do you think President Trump should do? What should we, the people, do with 15 days out from this communist Chinese agent Joe Biden they're trying to install?
Well, one of the potential outcomes of tomorrow is a 10-day pause, which is very possible coming out. It's a 10-day pause for a select number of states to do a recount, to retally, and not just do like what Georgia did the first time around, which is take a bunch of phony ballots and run them through the machines and you get the same outcome, but actually look at the ballots and making sure that those ballots are constitutional, that they're not backdated like we had backdated ballots, I think, in Michigan.
Or signatures.
Or dead voters. It's like I said to one U.S. senator, is one dead voter okay? Because I've buried soldiers before, and I'm telling you, those soldiers that I buried, they wouldn't want to have one dead voter count for anything.
Oh, they'd hate to have somebody voting in their name.
But if we talk about, like, Pennsylvania, the number of dead voters that voted in Pennsylvania are more people then are buried in the Gettysburg National Battleground. I mean, just think about that. For 7,500 people are buried in Gettysburg, right? One of the most famous battles of our Civil War. And we have more dead voters in Pennsylvania than are buried there. That's insane. How do we allow ourselves to get there? Wisconsin has, according to a member of Congress from that state, they have 242,000 fraudulent votes. So what are you going to do about it there, Senator or Congressman? I mean, why aren't they throwing them out? Well, I mean, it's the court doesn't want bullshit. The courts are not what is going to win this thing. Okay, it's
I agree. It's all will. It's political because I saw Cotton, who I think is overall good guy, Senator Cotton of Arkansas. He goes, oh, well, we can't have overriding the states. Well, why is it in the Constitution?
3 days ago, Tom Cotton came out and said, hey, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to stand up for the president on the 6th. Okay, 3 days ago. I think it was Saturday. Yeah. And I think it was either last night or the night before last. All of a sudden he switches. Why? I mean, what happened to Tom
Cotton? Well, he got taken up on the mountain.
I'm a big fan of his. Exactly. What was he told on top of the mountain?
But let's talk about the Constitution just briefly. You got to go. We'll finish this up, General Flynn. This is an amazing interview. Three branches co-equal legislative.
Okay, so let's talk about that because I know the direction you're going to go.
My point is, this is
super important. We have three co-equal branches of government. Okay, but if you read the Constitution, there's one person that gets voted on by the majority of people in this country.
President.
That's the President of the United States.
He's the leader.
When the President puts his hand on the Bible, when he takes his oath of office, there's only one person in this country that takes that oath of office. I've taken
No, I agree. It's not a unitary executive. The President has like 1% above it.
The President of the United States, so you have three co-equal branches, but the President is actually... He's not a branch. He is a person voted on by the majority of this country, and it's not by happenstance that the oath of office that the President of the United States takes, if you go back and you look at the founding fathers and the arguments that they had, actually, and for those that want to dig into it, it's Federalist Paper number 73. And you look at it as to why they chose those words. Because the President of the United States has a responsibility to protect the Constitution. Everybody else can scream about it. The courts can say, we're not going to do anything about it like the Supreme Court did. But the President has the responsibility, the duty, and the authority to act. And it's above the others because there's something called national security. And national security, for all intents and purposes, is the responsibility of one person. And that's the United States President.
And that's the will at the moment of the attack.
Exactly.
That's why the President has the new codes, because you can't have Congress have a vote.
Everybody around the President is trying to tell them what to do. Everybody is trying to tell them what to do. And the President has to stand there in his own boots, like Abraham Lincoln or George Washington or other presidents that we've had in our history who have had to make incredibly, incredibly difficult decisions. He is in one of those moments. I call it a crucible moment in the history of this country. Unprecedented. Donald Trump is standing in those shoes, and he's standing in those shoes by himself.
And that's why you were there a few weeks ago, and they desperately try to keep him from the President, because it's true. It's a Chi-Com globalist takeover, and the President is standing at that moment in history, not as an authoritarian, as a liberator.
They don't care that they got caught either. So that's the other thing about this. It's like when people in this country, they can't fathom what's happened. They kind of look at it and they go, oh my God, what's going on? I don't want to lose hope. These people don't care that they got caught. And you know why they don't care? Because nobody's ever held them accountable.
I agree.
For anything.
They've never gotten in trouble.
For anything.
That's the key. No retribution.
That's right.
No accountability. So how do we hold them accountable, General Flynn?
So, this President's going to continue on in office. They do not want that to happen. They're going to try every damn thing that they can. The intimidation tactics that we saw against Josh Hawley's wife is just a scratching of the surface. The kind of stuff that we see with, let's talk about my little buddy, Representative Swalwell, okay?
Chinese agent.
Wow, big time. He's a member of the Intelligence Committee. He's been for 4 years bashing the President for treason. The kind of language that he used against me and my family. And this son of a gun is sleeping with the enemy. Because you know what? He's got no morals. And frankly, the spies that sucked him in, because of his weak fiber, they know that they have no morals as well. That's how they operate. So I bring up Swalwell, just like I look at what they did to the United States Senator and his family in terms of an intimidation tactic. They don't care if they got caught. You think the Chinese cared that Swalwell got caught? Ha! In fact, maybe he got caught because it was a diversion. I say that we're scratching the surface, and I know this. We're scratching the surface with the type of infiltration that we have in all of our...
So, General, we're at war with communist China. We're at war with the globalists. And Americans better understand, if Joe Biden gets in, he wants to put his foot on our neck forever.
If we allow a lie to take us into our future, we will never have the constitutional republic that we have right now. I mean, these demonstrations and peaceful protests that are happening right outside the window here... All of these people from all across the country, and frankly, I know that there's actually people from all across the world that showed up for this historic moment.
It truly is, folks. This is, of course, an exclusive interview by Alex Jones of General Michael Flynn. Truly incredible stuff. Michael Flynn himself called it an epic experience. We will hear the end of this particular interview on the other side, and then Alex Jones's live speech in the next hour. Stay with us, folks.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this 1 minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 6th of January, the year 2021, a date which may very well go down in history as the 2nd July 4th, 1776. Right now at the Save America March, the crowds are endless. They stretch as far as the eye can see. Katrina Pearson currently on stage giving a speech. Now just a sea of flags waving in front of her. American flags hung upside down in a symbol of distress. We are at war, as well as Trump flags, Gadsden flags, the Tree of Liberty flags. Truly a inspiring sight, this endless sea of flags waving. Alex Jones getting ready to go on stage very shortly to deliver his address. And then, of course, a little over an hour from now, Donald Trump will be making his address, which, once again, we all await with bated breath, wondering what will be the outcome of this monumental gathering of Trump supporters in Washington, D.C., this entire program. And, of course, Alex Jones's trip, this exclusive interview with General Michael Flynn, all of it brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to support the work that we do here, there's only one way to do it. It's go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a purchase, get a supplement that will better your life, and support free independent media, independent of everybody except for you, the audience, who supports us 100%. And with that, we go back for this final segment of the General Michael Flynn interview with Alex Jones. Of course, you can find and share this video at band.video. We go back to that interview for its conclusion right now.
Hey, no, everybody knows that there's this fleeting thing called democracy. and it's the idea of the United States of America. When we created this thing 242 or 47 years ago, it was created on an idea. Wasn't perfect. In fact, the founders knew it wasn't perfect, but they said we're going to get it as close to perfect as possible. They studied every aspect of human history, every aspect of the failures of nation states, and they said, this is how we're going to do this. We are going to, you know, form a more perfect union. We're going to have this beautiful thing called the Bill of Rights. So when they did that, they knew and they had the vision, thank God. I mean, most of these guys, Thomas Jefferson was probably the oldest one. He was 33 years old. Most of these guys were in their 20s. People think they were a bunch of old guys sitting around with wigs on their heads, right? These guys were young men, and they had fought tyranny, and they had decided that they wanted to sacrifice their lives in order to have this kind of an idea. And so here we are, 250 years later, and we're fighting still for something that they knew we were going to have to fight for.
And General Flynn, can you not feel the energy outside?
Oh, absolutely.
It makes me very curious my eyes. So in closing,
yeah.
This is a movement. This is about humanity. This is about human empowerment, and it's happening.
These people are modern day patriots. So I think it's going to be 5 million people here tomorrow. I mean, they say a million men. I think there's going to be millions of people here today or tomorrow. Actually, there's probably a million out there now, all up and down the mall.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So these are people that are modern day patriots. Now, the one thing that I do know is that. And you're looking at somebody that, you know, in a way, I didn't get into politics because I'm a politician. I get into politics because I care about the future of the country. I saw the country going towards socialism while I was in uniform. So that's why I felt so strongly about getting involved in the political process, because I knew if we went a different direction, we wouldn't have this conversation today.
And that's my point. Whatever happens to Trump, he is the president. He did win. Whatever they do, and I get in a war, we've got to be confident and say Trump's the winner. He is the winner.
Yep.
But regardless, America is awake. We rejected Joe Biden. If they're able to stick him in there, yep. I see it defeating them even worse. I'm not trying to get ready for a Joe Biden presidency. I'm just saying, talk about an occupational government. Talk about like the Vichy French. Yep. Talk about like some puppet. I mean, this doesn't work.
Well, had we not defeated Adolf Hitler, we'd all be kneeling at the altar of Nazism. Okay? That wasn't that many years ago. Okay? 75 years ago? Right? 1945 is when the war ended. The United States of America was only involved in a real big physical way for only 2.5 years. We think it was, you know, lasted for decades. The war actually did last for decades, but when we entered to win. The patriots that are standing out there know that we won. They know that we won. And so what they're saying, what they're telling Washington, D.C., what they're telling their federally elected representatives, the members of the House and the members of the Senate, is that we're here to tell you that you better follow the truth, because the truth is what is going to come out one way or the other. And if you want to be on the other side of the truth, you know, then we'll be tied to you, because I'm going to tell you, these people are not going to settle for something that was a lie. They're just not. I mean, I can feel it. You can feel it. The million people that are out there on Tuesday night in the rain, they feel it. They feel it. The millions and millions of people around this country, they feel it.
Well, General Flynn, I saw you in speeches with Trump in closing, and they were always great speeches, but you seem to be on fire. Seems like you're just being yourself now. You're all out.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Hell, I waited 4 years. I suffered for 4 years. You know, and actually, when people say to me, you know, I feel so sorry for you, I tell them, don't feel sorry for me. Don't have any pity on me. Feel sorry for this country. Because look at what they've done. Look at what they did to me to take me away from being able to do something I'm very capable of doing. Look at what they did to the President of the United States, and they're still doing to him. This fraudulent election is only, it's basically another stage in this effort to get rid of To get rid of somebody who stepped in their way and got in their way to take power from them for a period of time. They want power back.
Exactly. It's not that Trump means well. He's not perfect, neither am I or you. But he was actually being the president. And they're mad that, like, no, you're not the president. This bureaucracy is.
Right, right. And that's what people in Washington, D.C. have forgotten. Is that, and I said it earlier, these are people that are here in these institutions, and they actually think that they come to work every day and they work for the institution. They don't work for the institution. All these bureaucrats here in Washington, D.C., and you know, I hope I'm looking at a lot of them. I hope a lot of them, because they know, a lot of them know me. And they know that, I call them wall walkers in some cases, because they walk along the walls and they don't want to be bothered. They just want to come into work and leave work, and nobody's going to task them for anything. Okay? The institutions work for the American people. And that's what we have forgotten in this country. These institutions of government, these institutions of power, it has been going on for a long time, Alex, and you could say, well, we've had these kind of examples for a long time. And that's true. That's true. But all of a sudden, it's now been exposed in such a way, and there's a takeover of our country by these institutions and by these powers outside of our country.
They've sold us out to China and others.
It's terrible.
They think they own us. We're saying, no, you don't own us.
You don't own us. There's a DNA in the American psyche and in the American culture that still exists, and that DNA goes all the way back to 1776.
Well, you're about to give a big speech out here to this million-person crowd. General Flynn, amazing meeting you in person. God bless you.
Thanks.
I really appreciate you, General. That was amazing.
We're going to arm wrestle.
Yeah, don't do that. You'll beat me. Hey, but seriously, this is what it's all about.
This guy.
And no one ever wants to do this.
Yeah.
There's people like you. You should write a book.
Yeah.
I would definitely read that book. And you should, I get it. You do these interviews, you're selfless. But where do people visit you? Website?
Yeah.
A book? Where?
Well, here's what I would say to people. If they want to help this cause, you go to defendingtherepublic.org. Defendingtherepublic.org. And that's Miss Sidney Powell's fighting. She's
amazing.
Client. Sidney Powell's client is the American people. And that's why I'm here, too, because she helped me. And I'm going to stand right by her side, and we're going to.
And Americans shouldn't run from those that are attacked,
right.
Like you or I.
Be fearless.
No, whoever's being attacked is so good.
Right, right.
We love you, General. Right. Thank you.
Thanks,
good. Great job.
Incredible exclusive interview by Alex Jones of General Michael Flynn. Those two men will go down in history. Whether they go down as villains or go down as the heroes who saved the Republic hinges on not just today, but what happens in the very near future. Because again, what happens today and what happens in the next few days, the next few weeks leading up to January 20th, will determine the fate of the nation, the fate of the Republic. Will we see a continuance of what we've seen before with the tearing down of our history, the demonization of our forefathers, and the destruction of our culture? Or will we see a rebirth and a renaissance and a coming back to greatness and to where we once were? It all hinges on one man, Donald Trump, and his supporters and or detractors in the government. Of course, it seems more and more so people going against him and then suffering the consequences, then blaming him for the outcome. Truly incredible set of circumstances we've seen over the last 2 months or so as the GOP and Republicans have believed the lies of their enemies, which is just a fatal mistake to make in this warlike atmosphere in which we now live, with the Democrats blatantly stealing the election on November 4th and the GOP refusing to stand up for it, the entirety of Trump's base, Trump himself demanding a $2,000 stimulus package that was vetoed independently by Mitch McConnell. They overrode his veto of the NDAA. They refused to play ball with him. They hamstrung Donald Trump at every possible pass. And the margin of victory for the Democrats in Georgia looks like under 10,000 votes, just a few thousand votes. Certainly the difference would have been made up if the GOP themselves had behaved in a way that their constituents wanted them to. But here we are, folks. We're on the other side.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
Infowars.com. Bam.video.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made.
Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 6th of January, 2021, and look at that crowd. Truly an incredible number of people out in Washington, D.C. I will love to hear the official numbers on this when we eventually get a count, although I don't know if we'll ever get an accurate count, because this is truly mind-blowing, truly staggering, the number of people that have made their way to the nation's capital on this day. General Michael Flynn calls it the crucible. That's, of course, what I've been calling this moment in time for a long time. A crucible, of course, in when you're talking about blacksmithing, sword creating, it's that moment of the most intense heat, the most intense pressure that finalizes the shape of the sword or the blade that you're crafting. And it's in that moment of most intense heat, all the work that you've laid before, all of the struggle that you've been through up to this moment either works and it comes together, and that crucible moment makes it stronger and harder and more flexible and more durable than ever before. Or the blade is ruined and all the work that's come before will go to naught. And that's the moment in which we now find ourselves. The crucible of the American Republic on this, the 6th of January. What does it look like if we come out on the other side? Well, it looks like Joe Biden is president, Kamala Harris as vice president, then eventually president shortly after, Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House, and Chuck Schumer as Senate Majority Leader. That, to me, folks, is the dawn of the dead. It is the Crypt Keeper's awakening. It is a zombie country led by vampires. I mean, it's just unimaginable, even just sticking with what Joe Biden himself has publicly professed will be his plans, are a simple recipe for the destruction of a nation. And while it's frankly baffling and sickening that people don't see this and can't recognize what is being done to them and what is occurring and the theft that's going on, that's where we are. And we have to accept that and fight on those terms, fight on that ground. We have to, and this is the thing about InfoWars, right? We're going to give it to you as it is. We're not going to come up here and tell you it's all fine after today. Everything will be peaches and cream from here on out. We're in a struggle for the Republic here. It's going to be difficult no matter which way the chips fall. And we'll find that out, I suppose, later today. Of course, today is the day that the electoral count will be certified or not by the Congress. Mike Pence holds the cards in his hand. Donald Trump will be giving a speech at about 10 a.m. our time. Alex Jones is scheduled to give a speech very shortly. We're monitoring that live stream. Seems like maybe the schedule of the rally there got a little bit off, and so we're not exactly sure when Alex Jones will be going on. We expect it to be within the next hour, and we'll, of course, be monitoring the stage and bringing it up as soon as we see the man himself get up on the stage to deliver one of his iconic, rousing speeches. Alex Jones, It's truly incredible to see him. And, you know, I talked about it before. A lot of videos came out yesterday of the incredible events, even the day before, of the massive crowds gathering, the mass of humanity and energy there. And You hear people in the crowds who apparently don't know who Alex Jones is, which, hey, folks, we need the InfoWars out there, the InfoWarriors, the InfoWars crowd. There shouldn't be a person in America who doesn't know who Alex Jones is. And if they hear what he has to say and they don't like him, and if he scares them with the truth that he tells, he frightens them with the energy he exudes and the masculinity he fails to disguise with faux wussiness. You know what? They're a lost cause anyway. If you can hear what Alex Jones has to say and it frightens you or scares you or makes you uncomfortable, you're not a human being. You're not a real person meant to face the vicissitudes of this life. But everybody should have the chance to decide. Everybody out there in America should be able to see an Alex Jones speech, hear him present the evidence that has brought him to the conclusions that he expresses. And I think you'll find America will be better for it. So we rely on you, the InfoWarriors out there, the InfoWars Army, to go to band.video, share those links.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, I just received some very interesting news from the crew. A little bit of insight into the goings-on in Washington, D.C. today. As you may know, Alex Jones will soon be giving a speech there at the Stop the Steal, Save America rally. And after giving his speech, Alex Jones will be at the Vanguard leading a march to the Capitol building. Now, the rumor that I just heard, which I think is pretty well founded as far as my sources tell me, President Donald Trump himself requested that Alex Jones lead this march. Now, of course, we hear the rumors. We heard it during the last march about a month ago, a little less than a month ago, where we saw that behind-the-scenes video, Alex Jones greeting General Flynn. General Flynn's kind of surprised, and he's like, wait, what's going on? And everybody was like, see, General Flynn hates Alex Jones. See, it's, Q is real, and Alex Jones is Mossad, and General Flynn knows it, and he's exposing him. And it's like, then yesterday, General Flynn does a bombshell interview with Alex Jones, hopefully, but who knows, hopefully quelling and putting to rest this idea of there being a factionalization and confusion and contention between these different groups of patriots. This is the reality, folks. The reality is that strength recognizes strength. Patriots recognize patriots. And together, working behind the scenes, we are as one expressing the will of America, be it Donald Trump, Alex Jones, General Flynn, Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer. I mean, this is American will manifest there in Washington, D.C., and it is incredibly exciting. So that rumor, once again, I don't know if I can call it a rumor, that statement, this piece of information that I've received is that Donald Trump himself, President of the United States, has requested that Alex Jones lead the march from the stage to the Capitol following his speech. Very, very exciting time to be with you here, folks. This is a speech from last night. In fact, I'll go to this video. Alex Jones yesterday got on stage and gave an incredibly rousing speech. Just some of his best work you've ever seen. Alex Jones in a studio by himself can be moving and inspiring. Alex Jones in front of a roaring crowd is something else entirely. So I want to go to this speech now. This was a speech from yesterday, and we'll play this as we await Alex Jones's speech live from the mall beneath the towering obelisk of the Washington Monument. It's the Save America March. Alex Jones is there. Briefly, I will remind you, the trip, this broadcast, the live feeds, everything is brought to you entirely by InfoWarsStore.com. I can't emphasize that enough. Entirely. People like you, viewers like you. We have local sponsors with the radio stations. Radio stations themselves have local sponsors, and we really appreciate those and request that if you are listening on radio and you hear the ad breaks and you hear a local business, please go patronize that business for sure. But the vast, vast majority of what keeps this operation afloat and what keeps this movement for liberty and the republic alive is InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarriors like yourself going there and supporting us. And, you know, we could just beg for money. We could have a subscription platform. I mean, that's what most people do. What we've done is something else entirely, and it's something that cannot be prevented by the powers that be. They can't stop us from selling you a product. That they just can't do that. That's the beauty of capitalism. That's the beauty of America, is that if we have a product that people want, we can sell it to them. As long as we're not lying about what it is, as long as we're not misconstruing what it is, as long as they're happy with the product and aren't complaining that we've defrauded them somehow, which they aren't. Everybody's incredibly happy. You hear it with callers every day on this program saying that the products have changed their life, that they've bought products continuously for years and have been satisfied that entire time. They can't stop us from doing that. And so it was forward thinking of Alex Jones to set up this system because, you know, places that will process donations like Patreon, they'll kick you off. If we're just accepting subscriptions, whatever that subscription service is that we would be forced to use, they could cut us off and we'd be done. We'd be out. And they've done it over and over and over again. But that last, final, and most important aspect of what allows us to bring you this information and express these views, unlike anywhere else on earth, let alone in America, is InfoWarsStore.com. And so please do go there. Make yourself a purchase. You'll get a fine product, no matter what it is, whether it's one of the incredible t-shirts, of which I have dozens, I have to say at this point. Basically, my entire wardrobe are InfoWars t-shirts. What am I wearing today? Yesterday, I was wearing the War Room one. Let's see what I got on today. I don't even remember. It's the Molon Labe shirt. That's a cool one. It's got the red Molon Labe. I'm telling you, every time I'm up here, I've got a shirt. My undershirt is an InfoWars shirt because that's what I put on in the mornings. That's all I have in my drawer. And you, too, can be as fashionable as myself if you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Really awesome t-shirts. And of course, the supplements are our bread and butter. And that's what people seem to love and appreciate. And so whatever you do, however you want to support us, you can do it all at InfoWarsStore.com. We do take donations. You can donate if you'd like. It's just not, that's not the setup that we have because it's not a 360 win. The 360 win is you get a product you love. We get funded. Everybody's happy. The truth gets told. The narrative gets shattered. The mainstream media gets debunked. The Republic gets saved, God willing. Now, I want to go to this speech. This was Alex Jones yesterday evening giving a sort of an impromptu speech to a large and raucous crowd in Washington, D.C. And we'll watch this for a little bit as we await Alex Jones' live speech today from the Capitol. Here he is, Alex Jones, yesterday defending election integrity live from Freedom Plaza.
And America and the world is watching everything you do with the big tech censorship and the economic attacks and the COVID lockdowns and the UN martial law. World government, foretold for thousands of years, is now upon us, and it's pathetic, and it will be defeated.
You know, when I first stepped out here, we talked about unity. We said there was no exclusion this week, right? The man I'm about
to bring up is a friend of mine. He's a patriot. They have tried. They haven't tried. They have deplatformed these guys all across the world. Right? And it's absolutely inexcusable that the mainstream media and those in power and those in Congress and the Senate have done nothing to stop the censorship in America by big tech. It has to stop. And this guy's going to probably talk about that a little bit too. Folks, my good friend, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I can tell you that the evil occupiers of Washington, D.C. did not expect this. And I can tell you that they did everything within their power to stop this from happening, but yet here we are in the rain and the cold. So we salute you, and I can tell you something right now. President Trump is watching this, and he's very excited at what he sees. And he's going to have some big announcements for us tomorrow, I believe. Thomas Jefferson once said, when the government fears the people, there is freedom. But for too long now, the people have feared the government. Well, in January 2021, that changes.
There's Owen Schroyer yesterday giving a rousing speech to the crowd there in Washington, D.C. What an honor and a privilege it is to be amongst people like this, to have people like this rousing the American spirit, and to simply work with them is, it's like a dream I'm living. It's truly incredible. We'll be back on the other side with more of that speech as we await Alex Jones live.
Great Reset is here. World government has openly been announced, and its plan is to bankrupt you and your family and to make you so poor you're forced onto a universal guaranteed income, forced inoculations, and you must pledge allegiance to the leftist globalist system. That's why it's important to pray to God, be politically active, and get prepared for self-defense and to be able to store food and other emergency products that you and your family need so you're not dependent on the system. We have the best storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. All the other big competitors have already gone up on their prices, but our supplier has high quality food in stock, ready to ship to you. And by January 8th, they're going to have to raise prices some. So take advantage now, preparewithalex.com. And on top of that, you can save up to $850 off their regular rates. Go to preparewithalex.com today. You've got until January 8th, and the profit that comes in then helps fund the info war, fighting for America, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom, a true 360 win.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold, but if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying in Southern nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it. Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
What an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. What an incredible place and time to experience as it unfolds. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, has personally requested Alex Jones lead the march today to the Capitol following his speech. As of right now, Eric Trump is live on stage. I believe it's Kimberly Guilfoyle now. I mean, it's a who's who of conservative Trump Republicans getting up and giving speeches and expressing the will of the American people, which is a will of steadfast resolve and steadfast love of our republic and hatred of seeing what is done to it and what is being done to it and what awaits us if we allow the Democrats to so blatantly fraud and steal the election upon which our republic is founded. Now, some interesting graphs are coming out from the Georgia runoff yesterday that are strikingly similar to the mysterious leaps of votes that we saw on November 4th. The exact same pattern where it seems like both of the lines are going along. You know, the Republicans are a little bit ahead, and then suddenly about 11 p.m., boop, there's that big old spike that jumps the Democrats over the Republicans without seemingly any other Republican votes coming in at that time. Yes, the fraud continues. And, you know, I'm not looking forward to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. My God, I'd rather gouge my eyes out, tear my ears off than listen or watch that man do anything for any extended period of time. There you see it on screen if you're a viewer. At the resistance.video, band.video, infowars.com. You're seeing it on your screen now, that very familiar jump of Democratic votes, giving them just enough to overcome what had been a steady and steadily growing Republican victory. No, that was undone. And I'm not looking forward, as I said, to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, but I have nobody to blame but the GOP themselves, their utter failure, not just to represent their constituents, to behave in a way that would encourage people to actually vote for them, thinking that they actually had their interests in mind. Of course, they override Trump's veto of the NDAA when Trump was demanding that they put in, changes to the 230 law and big tech censorship, trying to get out of Afghanistan once and for all after 20 years of debacle in that far-flung nation. Just absolute insanity. So, the Republicans, not only are they just failing on a legislative measure and failing to live up to the, populist swell that has occurred in the Republican ranks. They've also failed entirely to deal with any of the obvious, apparent, blatant vote fraud that is occurring, that did occur all over the country. So, hey, of course they're going to do it again. Of course they're going to do it again. I mean, my God, is this not human nature? Is this not obvious that this is exactly what occurs? That if you allow somebody to get away with something, as General Flynn and Alex Jones put in the interview earlier today, what do you expect? They haven't been punished. Of course they're going to do it again. And so they did it again. And so Georgia looks like it was lost. I think one of the, I'll get an update here, but as far as I know, both races are projected to be Democrat victories, although one is still on that hairline victory margin. Donald Trump Jr. is live right now on the stage. I want to go to him. He, I think, has a major future. If there's anybody that could succeed his father as leader of this Trump Republican populist right, it is Don Jr. I remember seeing him give a speech at the RNC in 2016 and thinking, I'm putting my money on this guy. This guy can carry his father's mantle and keep that torch lit. Let's go to him now and watch this live feed from the Stop the Steal, Save America march in Washington, D.C., Donald Trump Jr. with the flags waving behind him.
We'll turn the other cheek. We'll roll over and die. We'll fold and give up. No more! So to those Republicans, many of which may be voting on things in the coming hours, you have an opportunity today. You can be a hero, or you can be a zero. And the choice is yours, but we are all watching. The whole world is watching, folks. Choose wisely. Because if you just roll over, if you don't fight in the face of glaring irregularities, statistical impossibilities.
Fight for Trump! 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 Fight for Trump!
That's right, guys. That's the message. These guys better fight for Trump. Because if they're not, guess what? I'm going to be in your backyard in a couple of months. Guys like Scott here. Look up. Wow. Okay. I can't go through the whole list because I don't have 45 minutes to go through all the patriots that have been fighting, that have been on the ground, that have mobilized to put good Republicans in those positions. Guess what, folks? If you're going to be the zero and not the hero, we're coming for you, and we're going to have a good time doing it. We got to start fighting like the Democrats do. Right? We got to play their game. We got to take their fight to them their way. Our reluctance to do that over the last few decades is why we are in the position that we are in. So today, friend or foe, today, Republicans, you get to pick a side for the future of this party. Again, I suggest you choose wisely. So Kimberly, thank you for all of your fight. How'd Kimberly do, folks? One of the great fighters out there, to my family, to my father, but most importantly, to all of you red-blooded, patriotic Americans. Thank you for being in this fight with us. Thank you for standing up to the bullshit. Right? Amen and a woman.
We just had to dump out of Donald Trump Jr.'s speech because he said the BS word. You're not allowed to say that. on television. Don Jr., incredible speech. Fight for Trump. The chant roars out from the crowd. Don Trump Jr. says the whole world is watching. Indeed it is. And history hangs in the balance. What a day, folks. What a day. I'm glad you're with us. Stay with us. More live streams when we come back.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store. The post-industrial world, that's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The images coming through now are truly jaw-dropping. The sheer number of people that are surrounding the Washington Monument awaiting the next speaker. Donald Trump Jr. has vacated the stage, and we await to see who comes next. We know Alex Jones is slated to speak, but we don't have confirmation on exactly when that will happen, but we expect it to be any minute now. We'll continue to bring you these live feeds and these live shots, no matter who it is who comes up to speak. So far, it's been a who's who of the Trump family. We've had Eric Trump, who I believe it's his birthday today. Happy birthday to Eric. Then Don Jr. Just finished speaking, giving a rousing speech. I'm sitting here watching the Right Side Broadcasting Network's live uncut feed here on YouTube, and streaming by in the chat are chants, I guess you could say, of InfoWars. You know, we are awake, Alex Jones. This has been the great awakening that has occurred, not the great awakening maybe as it has been talked about before, but the true awakening of the American spirit and the awakening of the awareness of the American people that all is not as it seems. There are machinations occurring behind the scenes of which not many are aware, and yet it's our job here at InfoWars to expose these and bring these to your attention. And I hope that we have done so to your satisfaction now. And again, you can just see this massive, just unbelievably massive crowd gathering the stage with that incredible backdrop of the White House, that palace of the Republic. And Mike Lindell, MyPillow, appearing on the side of the screen there on YouTube. I guess he was the main funding drive behind this. Truly incredible stuff. Of course, what we have just learned, and I'm excited to share once again, is that President Donald Trump himself personally asked Alex Jones to lead this march. So following Alex Jones' speech, he will be at the vanguard leading the march to the Capitol. And it's truly incredible. And guys, let's just go ahead and leave that live feed up. We can leave me in a box just because it's not me people are tuning in for. It's the incredible events going down in Washington. Now, yesterday in Washington, there were some conflicts that occurred. There was some anti-police activity, I guess you could say, coming finally, you know, once, you know, a turn of events here. But the Trump supporters had some angry words to share with the police, saying, you know, we supported you for all these years. We've defended you. And now you turn on us. You have lost our support. We will not defend you anymore. It's a clip of a very powerful clip of a Marine actually saying, you know, I'm a Marine. You know, I fought for our freedoms. Here you are following the orders of anti-American scum that are telling you to allow Black Lives Matter to burn the city down. And then they paint their slogan on the street, try to burn a historic church down, and then paint your murals on the side of the church. And now when Trump supporters show up, it's no longer this relaxed atmosphere, free speech. This is an important moment in our time. These protests must happen. No, instead, it's you get maced, you get arrested, you get shut down, you get attacked, and the police are there to facilitate that violence against you. Truly incredible. Of course, there's a reason why I personally have never been hoorah, a thin blue line, the police can do no wrong, you know, back the blue. These people are following orders after all. And it's not necessarily their fault. Obviously, this is the training. This is the position that they're put in where they're in a line with a bunch of people. They aren't in a position to make the decision themselves, except they really are. They really are. And that's the message that we need to tell the police is, you're a human being. You're not a robot. You know what's going on here. You know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Shouldn't be confusing to you. Shouldn't be up in the air for you when you have hordes of, you know, just Black Lives Matter, just failures, just supported by the state, coming out to the capital city to try to burn down buildings, to try to tear down statues, to just yell at police and call them all sorts of horrible things. Then you have Trump protesters marching saying, thank you to the cops, saying, you know, we support you. It's not too difficult to know who the bad guys are and who the good guys are. But it's up to you to determine whether you go along with your anti-American leadership or whether you make a stand as an individual and turn around. And that's what I tell the cops. If I was them, I'd say, turn around. You've got to turn around. You know who's the good side is. You know who the bad side is. turnaround, because we know how this works. And we saw it especially on that first major march that occurred immediately after the election, when Owen Schroyer took the caravan to stop the steal, stop steal caravan that arrived in Washington, D.C., amongst upwards of 500,000 other incredible, incredible patriots, is that Antifa was allowed to run wild, and families showed up planning to protest, planning to express themselves, their First Amendment rights, and they were attacked outright, blatantly in the street over and over and over again. And the police failed to help over and over and over again. They failed to separate the two groups. They completely abrogated their responsibility and allowed the violence to be perpetrated. Now this is, I believe his name is, he's a new congressman. I believe his name is, I'm blanking on his name right now, Madison or something. But he was just elected. He's promised to stand up for Trump against Stop the Steal. Oh, here we have an update. Alex Jones on the scene at Save America March. Fellow info warriors dressed to the nines, looking fresh there in Washington, D.C. An important day. Don't want to look schlubby on the on a day like this, I'll tell you that. So Alex Jones is on the scene, and he's on his way to the stage. But for now, let's go to this speaker, the new congressman.
This crowd has the voice of lions. There's a new Republican Party on the rise that will represent this country, that will go and fight in Washington, D.C. I'll tell you, I see so many of my friends who are up in Congress with me who are about to go back to that Capitol Hill. And at 12 o'clock today, we will be contesting the election. But my friends, bear in mind, there is a significant portion of our party that says we should just sit idly by and sit on our hands. They have no backbone! My friends, I encourage you, continue to make your voice heard, because do we love Donald Trump? But my friends, we're not doing this just for Donald Trump. We are doing this for the Constitution. Our Constitution was violated. You know, if I knew that a city clerk in a city called with my name named Madison can overturn a state legislator and alter the course of an election, well, hell, I might have ran for a different office. My friends, I encourage you, go back to your states after today. Hold your representatives accountable. Make sure that they stood up for election integrity, and make your voices heard. My friends, I want you to chant with me so loud that the cowards on Washington, D.C. that I serve with can hear you. While I leave, let's get a chant so Donald Trump knows who supports him. USA! USA!
USA! USA!
USA!
USA!
Thank you all! God bless!
That's newly elected representative from North Carolina, Madison Cawthorn. Now exiting the stage, we know Alex Jones is en route to the gathering as chants of USA, USA roll throughout the capital city, striking fear into the heart of those anti-American forces that would deign to overthrow our election and enslave us under a regime of socialism from which there is not but a violent and costly escape. It's more important now than ever that we support the president, stand up for our rights, and prevent this fraud, this absolute fraud. It is a world of fraud that we live in, and we must prevent it from continuing. We must overthrow the lies and usurp the liars. Monumental, historic, incredible day. Alex Jones' speech coming up soon. InfoWarsStore.com is how you support this program and this trip.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high-quality storable food.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, we are monitoring the live feed of the Save America March in Washington, D.C. All of the Trump children have spoken at this point. Don Jr., Eric Trump, and their respective wives and girlfriends come up to rouse the crowd. We're hearing the same sort of similar talk over and over again, these same similar statements, such as, we've only begun to fight for Trump. The whole world is watching. All of these, of course, eminently true, and they express the overwhelming sentiment of patriotic Americans that we will not just sit down, roll over, and allow our country to be stolen. Our country was founded on revolution and rebellion and rejecting of the status quo and the tyranny of those who would proclaim themselves our elites. And here is a champion of the Trump Republic. It's Rudy Giuliani. Let's go to his speech now.
Number one, every single thing that has been outlined as the plan for today is perfectly legal. I have Professor Eastman here with me to say a few words about that. He's one of the preeminent constitutional scholars in the United States. It is perfectly appropriate, given the questionable constitutionality of the Election Counting Act of 1887, that the vice president can cast it aside, and he can do what a president called Jefferson did when he was vice president. He can decide on the validity of these crooked ballots, or he can send it back to the legislatures, give them 5 to 10 days to finally finish the work. We now have letters from 5 legislatures begging us to do that. They're asking us. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, and one other coming in. So, it seems to me we don't want to find out 3 weeks from now even more proof that this election was stolen, do we? So, it is perfectly reasonable and fair to get 10 days, and you should know this. The Democrats and their allies have not allowed us to see one machine or one paper ballot. Now, if they ran such a clean election, why wouldn't they make all the machines available immediately? If they ran such a clean election, they'd have you come in and look at the paper ballots. Who hides evidence? Criminals hide evidence, not honest people. So, over the next 10 days, we get to see the machines that are crooked, the ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of. But if we're right, a lot of them will go to jail. So, let's have trial by combat. I'm willing to stake my reputation. The president is willing to stake his reputation on the fact that we're going to find criminality there. Is Joe Biden willing to stake his reputation that there's no crime there? No. Also, last night, one of the experts that has examined these crooked Dominion machines has absolutely what he believes is conclusive proof that in the last 10%, 15% of the vote counted, the votes were deliberately changed by the same algorithm that was used in cheating President Trump and Vice President Pence. Same algorithm, same system, same thing was done with the same machines. You noticed they were ahead until the very end, right? Then you noticed there was a little gap. One was ahead by 3%, the other was ahead by 2%, and gone. Gone, they were even. He can take you through that and show you how they programmed that machine from the outside to accomplish that. And they've been doing it for years to favor the Democrats. It is a matter of scientific proof. We need 2 days to establish that. It'd be a shame if that gets established after it's over, wouldn't it be? This was the worst election in American history. This election was stolen in its 7 states. They picked states where they had crooked Democratic cities, where they could push everybody around. And it has to be vindicated to save our republic. This is bigger than Donald Trump. It's bigger than you and me. It's about these monuments and what they stand for. This has been a year in which they have invaded our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, our freedom to move, our freedom to live. I'll be darned if they're going to take away our free and fair vote. And we're going to fight to the very end to make sure that doesn't happen. And let me ask Professor Eastman to explain as easily as we can. I know this is complicated, but what happened last night, how they cheated, and how it was exactly the same as what they did on November 3rd.
America's mayor, wonderful.
That's Rudy Giuliani now introducing Professor Eastman in front of the White House at the Save America rally. Massive, massive crowds. This is a live feed. We go back now to Professor Eastman.
That identify in chapter and verse the number of times state election officials ignored or violated the state law in order to put Vice President Biden over the finish line. We know there was fraud, traditional fraud that occurred. We know that dead people voted. But we now know, because we caught it live last time in real time, how the machines contributed to that fraud. And let me, as simply as I can, explain it. You know, the old way was to have a bunch of ballots sitting in a box under the floor, and when you needed more, you pulled them out in the dark of night. They put those ballots in a secret folder in the machines, sitting there waiting until they know how many they need. And then the machine, after the close of polls, we now know who's voted, and we know who hasn't. And I can now, in that machine, match those unvoted ballots with an unvoted voter and put them together in the machine. And how do we know that happened last night in real time? You saw when it got to 99% of the vote total, and then it stopped. The percentage stopped, but the votes didn't stop. What happened, and you don't see this on Fox or any other stations, but the data shows that the denominator, how many ballots remain to be counted? How else do you figure out the percentage that you have? How many remain to be counted? That number started moving up. That means they were unloading the ballots from that secret folder, matching them to the unvoted voter, and voila, we have enough votes to barely get over the finish line. We saw it happen in real time last night, and it happened on November 3rd as well. And all we are demanding of Vice President Pence is this afternoon at 1 o'clock, he let the legislatures of the state look into this so we get to the bottom of it and the American people know whether we have control of the direction of our government or not. We no longer live in a self-governing republic if we can't get the answer to this question. This is bigger than President Trump. It is the very essence of our republican form of government, and it has to be done. And anybody that is not willing to stand up to do it does not deserve to be in the office. It is that simple.
God bless you. And thank you so much for your support. I know the courage it takes to be out there. I know how you get ridiculed. I know how they try to take jobs away from you. But you look in the mirror every night and you say to yourself, I'm doing the right thing for myself, for my family, for my children, and most importantly, for the United States of America.
What truly matters is not which party controls.
There's Rudy Giuliani exiting stage right as he finishes up laying out in detail exactly how the fraud was carried out on November 3rd and then again last night. Wouldn't it be easy just to be a Democrat and you just go, it's racist? You know, wouldn't it be great just to be like, just to not have to worry about details? We don't have that luxury. We have to hear the details. We have to hear the information. We have to decide for ourselves. We don't have these simple platitudes.
The Great Reset is here. World government has openly been announced, and its plan is to bankrupt you and your family and to make you so poor you're forced onto a universal guaranteed income, forced inoculations, and you must pledge allegiance to the leftist globalist system. That's why it's important to pray to God, be politically active, and get prepared for self-defense and to be able to store food and other emergency products that you and your family need so you're not dependent on the system. We have the best storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. All the other big competitors have already gone up on their prices, but our supplier has high-quality food in stock, ready to ship to you. And by January 8th, they're going to have to raise prices some, so take advantage now. PrepareWithAlex.com. And on top of that, you can save up to $850 off their regular rates. Go to PrepareWithAlex.com today. You've got until January 8th, and the profit that comes in then helps fund the info war, fighting for America, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom, a true 360 win.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
Infowars.com. Band.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. Third hour has begun. Infowars.com, band.video. We are keeping an eye on this live feed of the stage of the Save America March. We've heard from Rudy Giuliani, Don Jr., Eric Trump, and many others. But right now we have an exclusive. We are on the line with Rob Dew, who is there at the Save America March, live on the ground. Thanks for, connecting with us, Rob. I know it's, difficult to get cell phone signal there with all of, the massive crowds. What is it like there on the ground, Rob?
It's a sea of patriots. It's a sea of, happy people, really. It's a very positive feeling all around. It's not going to matter what the outcome is. Everybody here has a singular goal to let their voice be heard. And it's really powerful. It's been very powerful. Last night, Alex's speech was amazing at Freedom Plaza. And then we also had an interview with General Flynn, which is out on band.video right now. Probably the best General Flynn interview I think you're going to hear. His brother actually, and this is exclusive information, texted me. He said, Alex brought the fire out of the general tonight. It was a amazing moment. There's also a Roger Stone interview that's going to come out later today. And then, but I think the biggest thing today is going to be Alex Jones leading the march to the Capitol. We are going to do this. That's what we're actually posting up right now, waiting for them. And then we're going to be covering that. That'll all be streamed live on band.video. So stay tuned for that. Right when the president starts speaking, about halfway through, Alex is going to pull out, and then we're going to lead that march to the Capitol to surround it and let these thugs that are trying to steal our republic know what's going to happen to them if they do go through with their dastardly deeds.
Yeah, and, you know, I wish I was there. I mean, the energy must be amazing. You've been to a couple of these over the last, few months, these massive marches. How does this one compare to the ones that have come before?
This one is now, last night, I think it was a little bit smaller than the first one that we had in November, but now I think it's probably double. Wow. People have been streaming in all day. It's just everywhere you go, it's a sea of people. It's a sea of Trump flags. I mean, people are out and they're being positive, but they're pissed off at what's going on. But these people, everybody here has just been, very pleasant to be around, going through these crowds. Sometimes it's pretty tight and we're pushing through fast, and they love Alex Jones. You could see Alex Jones was the germination for this 20 years ago, getting on the air, telling people what's up, and it is paid back in spades as we have millions of people here, I'd say. I'd say it's going to be at least 2 million people when it's all said and done.
It is truly incredible, just the images that we're seeing. Like you say, just a sea of flags, incredibly inspiring. It must strike fear into the hearts of the globalist.
And those are people who aren't even in the event yet. It is so packed on it's probably a quadruple on the outside than what are inside. So whatever you're seeing, I was watching a little bit of the RSBN feed. what you're seeing in there, it dwarfs what's on the outside. I mean, people are everywhere. It is so packed.
It's truly amazing. Now, I know you're busy there behind the scenes organizing everything, so I don't want to keep you too long, but what can we expect coming up next? We're looking at an empty stage in front of the White House right now. Do we know who's coming up to speak next?
And I believe Trump is going to be next. And, and so when that happens, go to Trump. And then about halfway through his speech, we should be firing up our live system. And see, I want, you know, split screen it, because we're going to have a march going to the Capitol while Trump's speaking. It's going to be an epic moment. And if you're on the ground and listening to my voice, get ready to march to the Capitol. Have your walking shoes on, have some water, and we're just going to go be a sea of people, and we're not going to stop.
Incredible. We have about 45 seconds left. Any final words before we go to break?
You know, I just want to thank everybody for their support out here. It's weird that people know who I am when I'm walking through this crowd, because I'm not on the shows that much, but there's so many dedicated people here. And it's such a great feeling that there's this many people that care about this country and want to fight for it. So that's all we have to do is stay positive and go forward no matter what happens. We cannot stop the fight, and we will continue and we will persevere.
What an incredible time to be alive. What an incredible place to be and a movement to be a part of. That's Rob Dew on the ground there at the Save America March. Thanks for calling in, Rob.
All right. Love all you patriots out there.
All right, folks, so Donald Trump coming up next. Alex Jones leading the march to the Capitol. It's all happening, folks. It's January 6th, 2021, and the revolution, the second American revolution, has begun.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products, InfoWars, are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
We enter the crucible. The day of decision has come, a day that will reverberate throughout history one way or the other. I'm so glad you're with us here at InfoWars.com, band.video. Of course, in the first hour, we saw that incredible interview from General Flynn. In the second hour, we have watched a great many incredible speeches from patriots like Don Jr. and Rudy Giuliani. Now we await the approach of President Donald Trump as he makes his way to the Save America March stage in front of the White House, that icon and symbol of the American Republic, the humble palace of our elected leader, which will, you know, if God wills, it will continue to be inhabited by Donald Trump, or will be usurped and occupied by an illegitimate force of essentially undercover communists, socialists, this Joe Biden puppet that's being put into place and installed by the corporatocracy that dares to proclaim themselves our betters and our leaders. And the American people have gathered in numbers unseen in a very long time to oppose that exact attempt. We're seeing movement now in front of the stage. We're going to bring it to you all live here on InfoWars.com. Of course, you support not just this broadcast, but you heard from Rob Dew, and you know that we don't go anywhere if we don't go big, right? Go big or go home. And that's how we feel at InfoWars. And when we go to somewhere like Washington, D.C., when we're getting the incredible exclusive General Flynn interview that you saw earlier in this hour and that you can share at band.video, you know we need the cameras, we need the microphones, we need the lights, we need the operators, we need the editors, we need the plane tickets, we need the hotel. I mean, all of this 100% funded by you, the Info Warriors at InfoWarsStore.com. And we so appreciate that you make that sacrifice. And at the end of the day, it's not really a sacrifice because what you're getting is well worth the money that you're going to spend just in the supplement alone. All of this incredible material, all of this incredible content, this movement to regain America, that's just a bonus on top. That's just a little icing on top of the cake. And so I do implore you and request that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and help keep this program and the Alex Jones Show and the War Room and all of the political activities in which we are engaged. Keep us alive, keep us afloat, keep us moving into the future regardless of the outcome of this attempted fraud, usurpation, and theft of the American election and the American political system. Again, truly incredible times. I'm honored to be with you here. We're still getting reports that it looks like Georgia is more or less gone to the Democrats. Of course, that was to be expected as we saw the complete failure of the GOP over the last 2 months to do anything about their blatant election theft. Some other headlines from yesterday and today. Julian Assange has been denied bail in the UK, so he will remain in prison, the judge calling him a flight risk. The good news is he did not get extradited to the United States. Of course, the United States has a chance to appeal, so it was on that basis that he could perhaps have gotten bail. The judge says, no, until the appeal process goes through, we're going to have to keep you in prison, essentially. And again, this is treating him utterly despicably. He's been a very responsible journalist who has exposed many wrongdoings of the global elite. It's no question why he has been targeted and his life destroyed and his health destroyed and his family tormented for so long. That's what you get for telling the truth in the face of power. Here's the quote from the judge, Barrister. It's interesting. Barrister, I guess is how you pronounce it. As far as Mr. Assange is concerned, this case has not yet been won, the judge says. The outcome of the U.S. government's appeal is not yet known, Judge Barrister says, arguing that Mr. Assange, quote, still has an incentive to abscond. The U.S. must be allowed to appeal, she says. The conditions in Belmarsh prison are nowhere near what they are in the United States. That led to the judge refusing to grant extradition, is what the judge says. So there you go. Refuses to grant Julian Assange bail. He will remain as a political prisoner for the punishment of telling the truth and exposing the lies and deceits of the global elite that would make war endlessly and enslave the world. If only they could trick us into closing our eyes for long enough for them to do it. Here's a deleted tweet, now deleted tweet, from a blue check mark on Twitter. Her name is Paige Wolf. And following the seeming, the apparent victory of the Democrats in Georgia, despite obvious spikes, once again, very similar, in fact, almost identical to the spikes that we saw on November 3rd when they shut down counting. Suddenly the numbers are going up, but the percentage remains the same, and there's a massive spike of Democratic votes with not a single Republican one to answer it. And here actually, I mean, the number of videos that have come out of the numbers actually going down, the numbers for Purdue going from 700,000, I think it was 770,000 to 740,000 in an instant, removing 30,000 votes from that total. And they don't even mention it. Just act like it doesn't happen, right? The good news is the American people are awake. We're watching. We're aware of what's going on now. And while the Georgia GOP and the Republican establishment has failed entirely to prevent the fraud from happening, at least the American people are aware and awake and watching it now. And so we see that it happens. We can point it out and object to it. Anyway, here's what Paige Wolf says after this apparent victory of the Democrats. She says, well, I'm calling it. We got the effing trifecta. Take no prisoners, burn them to the ground, kick the turtle shell straight to hell, pack the courts, end the filibuster, make D.C. and Puerto Rico and Guam all mother effing states. That's the sentiment from a blue check mark on Twitter, an approved poster on Twitter, saying end the filibuster, pack the courts, burn it all to hell, make D.C., Puerto Rico and Guam all states. So in case you were wondering what is at stake here, the final hours, what could be literally the final hours of our republic, is nothing short of the republic itself. If the Democrats are allowed to carry out this fraud. If they're, first of all, they'll do it again and again and again and again and again. They'll also increase the number of immigrants by magnitudes of 10, refugees by many, many millions. They'll completely open the borders outright. They'll install socialistic programs that reward people that don't work, don't provide, and have nothing but hatred for us. I think I see Owen Schroyer there. You see him right there to the left of the stage? Screen left, stage right. Owen Schroyer just stood up and is looking around. That's him, right? You see him there? Right? And he's waving right next to Save America March. I think it is, because I think that might be Sam next to him. It's always fun watching a broadcast and seeing your friend show up. There he is, pumping his fist. Can we see him? Can we zoom in on him, maybe? Owen Schroyer there, right now. Yeah, see him? Right next to the stage, looking around. That's very fun, man. What a position to be in, directly next to the stage as the president is about to take the dais and deliver his speech. You can see him picking up his phone and getting a good long pan of this entire crowd. Because, you know, once again, I've been to parades like this, marches like this, and you cannot capture what it's like on film. I mean, it truly is a feeling and energy and experience unlike any other. The sea of humanity, the swelling of the chants, the mass of humanity undulating in the passion for the Republic. It's truly historic, really incredible. Because I think the people there understand, recognize, and are willing to fight back against what we see coming, which is this totalitarian control by unelected, unapproved, unaccountable, big tech, corporate totalitarianism, authoritarianism. We see it coming down. We know the frauds that they have perpetrated one on top of another, from COVID-19 to Black Lives Matter to the fraud of the election. The year of 2020 has been one of endless fraudulence, endless lies, deception, and deceit. And finally, here in 2021, the American people are rising up and shaking off the lies and reestablishing our power in the Republic. We'll be back with more live from Washington, D.C.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. It is quite a day here at InfoWars. I'll be moving over to the Alex Jones studio come 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be continuing to monitor what's going on in Washington, D.C. as we watch now the stage of the Save America March, as we await with bated breath the approach of the President of the United States. We'll be giving a speech there. And the word is from Rob Dew on the ground that halfway through the speech, Alex Jones will begin the march towards the Capitol, leading at the vanguard and the head of that Legion of Liberty marching through Washington, D.C. I'm having a good time just studying this crowd. We're seeing Oath Keepers sweaters. We're seeing nothing but MAGA hats. We're seeing American flags. I see a nun. I see at least one nun in the crowd. I see two, three, four nuns in the crowd. We're seeing lots of cowboy hats. And, of course, we caught sight of some info warriors such as Owen Schroyer there right next to the stage, just off stage right. And it's truly, I mean, this is just a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the people who are actually there at the event. These are the people who got into the event proper. Of course, outside of it, watching on giant Jumbotron screens are almost an uncountable number of American patriots, far dwarfing the already sizable numbers of people who took to the streets of the nation's capital in the month previous for the two previous Stop the Steal marches that, of course, InfoWars has had no small part in fomenting. Truly, truly an incredible time to be alive. Of course, today is the day that the Congress will vote on whether or not to certify and codify the so-called fraudulent results of the election. There are many machinations that could be, pulled out here in the last minutes or so, the last hours. And of course, it's not really over until January 20th, but today is the day that we've all been waiting for. It's the day that Donald Trump himself requested his supporters come to Washington, D.C. to see him speak and to stand up against the lies, disinformation, and fraud of the mainstream media and their controllers in the deep state. Truly incredible stuff. Of course, the word is that Alex Jones was requested by Donald Trump himself to lead the march there. And you have to understand, with crowds this size, nothing happens quickly. So it might sound weird, Alex Jones is going to leave in the middle of Donald Trump's speech, but that's because by the time the front of the crowd even realizes that the back of the crowd has started moving, the speech will be over by that point. You know, when you read about armies marching through the fields, for example, in World War One in Germany, I mean, they had to plan it out to the extreme where it was like, you know, you have 100 miles of soldiers, and by the time the front of the line is stopping to rest and go to sleep, the back of the line is just getting up to start moving. I mean, when you're dealing with this sheer mass of humanity, the way you have to do things is very particular. And so that's what's going on now. We're seeing more reactions from the crowd. I mean, this crowd is out there in the blistering cold, if I had to guess, not being there myself, but having lived in Washington, D.C. for a winter or two in my own time. I know it is a humid humid weather, which makes it a biting cold, and yet you see nothing but smiling faces, happy crowd, a uplifting energy. And this is the main difference that you'll experience if you ever go to one of these, especially something like the March for Life, which always has such an incredible turnout. And of course, the day before the March for Life will be the Women's March, and it goes from this just angry, frenetic, just like electricity. It's just fury and anger and discontent, and it's just this discordant melody that you just feel throughout the entire day. During the Women's March, everybody's just angry. They're just trying to snap at each other. They're just furious and pissed off, and they're looking for something to vent their rage on. Then the next day, it's the March for Life, and it's like nothing but children running around everywhere, big families singing songs, singing hymns, singing the national anthem, holding hands, walking together, and it's this uplifting, beautiful, heavenly feeling around. And so I know this is, of course, one of the primary reasons that not only they keep us off the internet, keep us away from you, the people, so we don't get that reinvigoration, that re-energizing that we experience when we're with you, but also, of course, I believe one of the primary reasons that the COVID lockdown occurred. We missed out on an entire year of what would normally be election events, the RNC, the various rallies that weren't held last year. And of course, that's because on one hand, you have scenes like this, an endless sea as far as the eye can see, just flags and happiness and red hats, versus the turnout for Joe Biden, which is pathetic at best. Truly incredible stuff. From Politico, they say, Politico playbook, the GOP implodes in Georgia. And of course, yesterday and coming on today, as the votes are finally counted one by one, piece by piece, you know, you got to wait till the Democrats know how many they need before you can, you know, finally decide how many to count. But slowly, of course, victory seems to be in the grasp of the Democrats, and it will remain in their grasp if it goes unchallenged by the Republicans. But again, there's nobody to blame for this but Mitch McConnell and the Republicans and the GOP and the old guard and Mitt Romney and those sorts. In fact, there's a video that I hope that you've seen, but if you haven't yet, I'd love to play it. It's Mitt Romney yesterday getting on a plane. And one of the main things I saw on Twitter and other social media yesterday was people going to D.C. and saying, my plane is full of Trump supporters. I mean, literally, it was a MAGA party in every single plane heading east or south towards Washington, D.C. Looks like somebody's come to the podium, maybe just to test. Looks like we're getting closer to the moment where President Trump will approach the dais, take the stage, and begin his speech. And, of course, we'll bring it to you live the instant that begins. But we saw all of these people saying, yeah, this, you know, the whole plane was wearing red hats. Everybody was cheering for Trump, chanting USA MAGA. It was infuriating the various flight attendants and that sort of stuff. Mitt Romney gets on a plane and the whole plane starts chanting traitor at him. The video at Infowars.com, Patriots chant traitor at Mitt Romney while sharing flight to D.C. This is your comeuppance. This is what you deserve. In fact, let's go to this video now where we hear patriotic Americans chanting down Mitt Romney. That's awesome. That is awesome. That's what Mitt Romney gets for trying to talk down to American people, trying to talk down to the Republicans he's supposed to serve, to the party that he's supposed to be a member of, as he continually undermines President Trump and attempts to pull us back towards a time when we didn't have a Donald Trump, we didn't have a populist leader, when, just like the Democrats, the Republican Party is full of blue blood, multi-millionaire vampires that did nothing but suck the lifeblood of the American people for their own perverse gain. Not anymore, folks. The tide has turned. A change has come. And Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell, and the other boot-licking sycophants like them, their days are numbered, folks.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. Not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and of course the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. ¶¶
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. The mood is still a jovial one here. And, of course, as Rob Dew reported live on the scene there at the Save America March in Washington, D.C., it's like it's uplifting. Everybody's happy. Everybody's feeling good. At the same time, there's an underlying aggressiveness beneath the surface and unrest, I suppose you could say, pervading the spirit of American Trump supporters. Everybody's a little bit on edge because, once again, we have tried and tried and tried and tried and tried to play within the rules. We have tried to make the system change itself, to get back on track, to stop its endless drive to bankrupt and enslave us. And time again, we are met with traitorous and seditious acts blocking us from carrying out a legal, lawful, within the bounds of the game, changes. And now they have prevented us at every pass. Our last and final outlet was our sacred vote, and that is what has been stolen from us, or at least is still in the process of being stolen from us. So while it's inevitable that when Trump supporters gather, it will be a spirit and an atmosphere of festivity and joviality, there is beneath it an underlying rumbling of discontent and fury at what has been perpetrated on decent, patriotic, loyal Americans. And that's good. It's good. People need to be discontent. They need to be angry. We need to be furious at what has been perpetrated to us and what continues to go on with the full complicity of the mainstream media and the big tech companies and their masters in the spy state apparatus, which is not loyal to the American nation, but is loyal to the unelected tyrants that would impose a global governance on us. And we've seen the fraud perpetrated time after time over the last year, as they have admittedly rather skillfully manipulated the American people into oppressing themselves, enslaving ourselves, and imprisoning ourselves in our own homes, scared of one another, frightened of the very air outside. I mean, it's truly incredible. I mean, my God, it's really, I'm trying to come up with the right word for it, because I don't want to say admirable, because there's nothing to admire about it. I don't want to say impressive, because at the end of the day, it's not so hard to cheat and lie. That's the easy way out. That's the easy way to do things. It's far, far more difficult to do the right thing and to play within the rules, be peaceful. They have no such restrictions, no such compunctions, right? They'll cheat, they'll lie, they'll burn your city down. And that's the lesson we need to learn, right? People that will punch you in the face, people that will kick you while you're down, people that will lie about, you know, misappropriate a story from Martin Luther King from 1965 and appropriate it for themselves, like Kamala Harris just got caught doing. They'll cheat in an election. These people are without moral. They're without any sort of moral basis, or I don't want to say they don't have souls, but gosh, when your life is built on a lie, when you have surrendered your own humanity and your own conscience to the dictates of people who hate you, your soul is definitely damaged, if not absent entirely. You know, I have this clip that you're seeing on screen now of Kamala Harris relating this story, and she's just so despicable. Like, her voice is just so grating and her fake laugh so disdainful. I don't even want to. Oh my God. Look at this woman. Oh my God. This is what we have to look forward to, folks. 4 years of.
The stroller, which was empty.
Oh, God.
Where's Kamala? And apparently they left me like a block by and I'd fallen out the stroller. There you go. And then my mother tells a funny story about how, like, one day she, and I was fussing, and you know, and so I'm fussing and fussing. It's much cuter when she would tell the story, but
would
she'd
it?
Say,
is
so
it
then
cuter?
She would look down at me and, Kamala, what do you want? What do you want? And I looked back up at her and I said, freedom!
Oh, God. All right, shut up. You're dumb. God, she's awful. Jesus. I mean, it's just, you know, you want to... I would not curse my greatest enemy to the indignity and the hellish atmosphere of a dinner party with her, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, and that's who we're left with. Joe Biden, at least, I mean, you know, he doesn't know where the hell he is. You can start talking to him about, you know, cotton candy. He thinks he's at a fair. I mean, he would at least be fun to mess with. Kamala Harris, you got to pretend to laugh at her jokes. You got to, like, try to cover up your ear when that grating voice starts puncturing your eardrum. Kamala Harris, oh, yeah, by the way, that story she was just telling was plagiarized almost word for word from an interview with MLK. yeah. Well, she fits in with Joe Biden, right? He's a known plagiarist. Anyway, right now, I'll just give you an update. We're still watching the stage. We're still awaiting updates as to what comes next. As we know, we are waiting for Donald Trump to take the stage and to make his speech, and that is the moment that we're all waiting for. And then during that speech at some point, or perhaps immediately following it, Alex Jones will be at the vanguard leading at the head of the march. The entire crowd will be moving to surround the Capitol and let the traitors inside know that a sea of patriotic and fired up Americans await them just outside the door. Even if we're having a good time now, that same energy turns quickly to fury when the fraud comes to fruition, which, God willing, it will not. And we'll see some exciting stuff happen, some fireworks going off. We got crowds. We got people in the crowd waving to the camera. They may be watching band.video right now and looking at themselves on the screen. And if you are, how you doing, folks? How you doing, fellas and ladies? Looking good out there, looking rather cold. But as we wait, I want to go quickly to this video. This is Alex Jones yesterday giving a very energetic speech, a very mind-blowing speech, and a very rousing speech for the American spirit. This is Alex Jones yesterday at an impromptu Save America rally last night in Washington, D.C.
Whatever happens to President Trump in 15 days, he is still the elected president of this republic, and we do not recognize the communist Chinese agent Joe Biden or his controllers. And America and the world is watching everything you do with the big tech censorship and the economic attacks and the COVID lockdowns and the UN martial law. World government, foretold for thousands of years, is now upon us. And it's pathetic, and it will be defeated. They finally fixed the world government chicken little witch hunt system. And we have the deaths of 2020 from the CDC. 61,000 more people died in 2020.
The motorcade has entered the arena, now approaching the stage with their series of blacked out Suburbans. It is Donald Trump making his way to the dais, making his way to the stage. That incredibly impressive presidential motorcade, flags bearing the seal of the president flying on the hood as this beloved American, this man who has sacrificed everything he built over decades of incredible work and incredible success, the billions of dollars, the Hollywood friends, the lifestyle of luxury that he has given up for the sake of the American people, that man beloved by so many dozens of millions of Americans as they now reach up in celebration, watching him approach the stage. Folks, it's about to go down. Donald Trump is preparing to take the dais, preparing to give this speech that we have all waited for so long. It will not be long now, folks, and we'll be right back after the short break to see Donald Trump live from the Save America March in Washington, D.C. It's InfoWars.com, band.video. This is history, folks.
Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
InfoWars.com. Ben.video.
Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel, and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
The presidential motorcade has landed at the Save America March. President Trump now backstage, and the crowd eagerly awaits his approach to the stage. Monumental time that we are now experiencing. You know, I see no teleprompters on the stage. Perhaps they have them and they're well hidden. But so far, I believe not a single speaker has used a teleprompter. We've heard from Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle, as well as many others. And so far, not any of them have used a teleprompter. So it's unknown right now whether Donald Trump's speech will be off the cuff or whether he has prepared written statement. I hope it's prepared and written, since there's a lot of information that Donald Trump needs to get out to the American people right now, in this moment of vital import. And of course, we'll bring it all to you live at Infowars.com and band.video. We're approaching the end of this program. It's American Journal. I'm the host, Harrison Smith, but I will be moving over to the Alex Jones studio at 11 a.m. Central Time. And we will continue the broadcast there as we bring you not just updates about what is going on and as we watch the speeches live, but in just a few minutes, Alex Jones will actually be leading the march to the Capitol at the behest, at the personal request of President Donald Trump. Alex Jones will be at the head of that vanguard as the entire crowd, this massive human snake, this huge, just, you know, unimaginable almost crowd of Trump supporters who have made their way to the nation's capital, will wind its way towards the Capitol building. And here's one of the shots that we're seeing out of Right Side Broadcasting Network and others showing just the sheer volume of Trump supporters. I mean, this truly strikes fear in the hearts of globalists. And we'll be bringing it to you all live at Infowars.com and band.video. I'll take the moment now while we await the approach of President Trump to remind you that this broadcast, this program, and of course, so much of the information that has brought about this great revolution in American history, this great awakening of humanity, brought to you entirely by InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want to support what we do here, if you want to support our trips as we send not just Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Rob Dew, but also the cameramen, the editors, the technicians, everybody to Washington, D.C., as we have done three times in the last 2 months. Because it's, again, we don't make money off these trips. This is not a big publicity thing for us. This is about saving the country. It's about saving the republic. It's about putting your body on the line and being there, not just to talk about what's going on, but to actually get in the face of the globalists, get in the face of the power structure, and make yourself known. And all of it is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So we do appreciate all of the InfoWarriors that go there and help us to carry out this revolution of the mind, this resistance to the subversion of our very souls that is taking place all around us as globalists further and further extend their sickly tentacles all over every aspect of our institutions and our culture in order to drain from it any semblance of the spirit and the heritage that founded this great nation. And again, we're just waiting now. We know President Trump is there. The presidential motorcade has landed. The white tents, of course, blocking any view. Of course, safety and security was a major concern with just the sheer number of people, with the outdoor setting. Many people were concerned about false flags or outright violence against President Trump or his supporters. So far, we have seen nothing but joyous adulation from the crowd. Nothing but a good time here. But, you know, Donald Trump, he's one to make a fashionably late entrance. He's one who does not rush if it does not please him. I mean, he'll come out whenever he's ready, and we simply await with bated breath his what could be world-changing speech. Truly, truly incredible stuff going on. Now, this just in from Hugo Lowell on Twitter. Top Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling says now that he expects John Ossoff to win the Senate runoff by a margin outside the recount threshold. So it looks like both of those seats in Georgia will be going to Democrats. Jack Posobiec reports that the Senate races in Georgia attracted 300,000 less votes than Donald Trump got for president, indicating that the base stayed home. After all, why would we go out of our way to support a party that refuses to lift a single finger for the president of the United States who we all voted for? They've undermined him at every pass. You saw earlier in this program, Mitt Romney being called a traitor as he boarded a plane to Washington, D.C., being chanted down, being confronted in the airport. Mitch McConnell, of course, has resisted any and all calls to moderate his position in any sort of way. Of course, they're calling checks to the American people for $2,000 socialism, and they will not stand for that. Oh, but you need tens of millions for gender study programs in Pakistan. That's perfectly capable. You know, they're perfectly willing to do that, perfectly capable of passing that bill. And so for the fact, I mean, if you wanted to lose the Georgia election, you did everything right, because time and time again, not only did you denigrate President Trump, you scoffed at the clear video and circumstantial and testimonial evidence of voter fraud taking place throughout the election. You refuse to stand for the president or any of the people who back him. You refuse to adhere to his demand for $2,000 checks to the American people. You overrode his veto of the hugely unpopular NDAA, which, of course, he was vetoing because, once again, you refused to put in the changes to Section 230. Attempting to, in some way, mitigate the ability of big tech to censor those with dissident opinions, as well as an attempt to end the so far endless war in Afghanistan and withdraw troops from that. So you did everything right if you, as Mitch McConnell, wanted to lose your position as House Majority Leader. If you wanted to surrender the Senate, the you know, last of three supposed, you know, branches of government, to the Democrats, you did everything right. You did everything you should have done. I could not have planned it better myself. The Democrats must be squealing in delight at the fact that we Republicans, these 74 plus million Americans who voted for Donald Trump, can't get a single establishment Republican to back us up and actually support the programs that we support and voted for and in many cases need to survive. No. They'd rather stand up against socialism by sending billions of dollars to foreign nations. Thank you. Goodbye. fair riddance to you. Be gone. You know, so that's how it is. I can't particularly, you know, I don't want the Senate to be led by Chuck Schumer. I don't want this looking back at me constantly. You know, this, looking over the glasses, this creepy old man vampire stare that he has, you know, combined with the nails on a chalkboard style of speaking from Kamala Harris. I mean, it's going to be a aesthetically very disappointing next 4 years if all of this is allowed to be carried out. Look at this smiling snake, this worm, this putrid vampire. I mean, it's just these people, and these people get voted in time after time, and it's just amazing. Even people like AOC, who I more or less despise. I mean, this woman is stupid beyond belief, pandering to the point of absurdity, and just very good at the snapback, just being totally wrong, but just still having this girl attitude. It's just infuriating. It's one thing if you're right and you're doing that, but literally you're just wrong over and over again, and yet it never seems to penetrate your self-importance, just how wrong you've been over and over and over again. I don't want to see these people gain control of the Senate. I mean, my God, what a disaster for America. At the same time, what are we going to do? Just continually allow the GOP to back down, continually reward the blue bloods in the Republican Party for their inability to do even the slightest measure of goodness for the American nation? No, of course not. Good riddance to you. Fare thee well, Mitch McConnell. You'll go down in history as an utter disappointment to your friends and foes alike. I hope it was worth it, standing up to so-called socialism when really it was you and the government you're a part of that shut down this nation, bankrupted its people, destroyed its small businesses, and then refused to help out once the bill came due. Yeah, that's all your fault. So good riddance to you. I'm going to move over to the Alex Jones studio. We will continue this broadcast as we await President Trump.
Great Reset is here. World government has openly been announced, and its plan is to bankrupt you and your family and to make you so poor you're forced onto a universal guaranteed income, forced inoculations, and you must pledge allegiance to the leftist globalist system. That's why it's important to pray to God, be politically active, and get prepared for self-defense and to be able to store food and other emergency products that you and your family need so you're not dependent on the system. We have the best storable food at the lowest price you're going to find. All the other big competitors have already gone up on their prices, but our supplier has high-quality food in stock, ready to ship to you. And by January 8th, they're going to have to raise prices some, so take advantage now, preparewithalex.com. And on top of that, you can save up to $850 off their regular rates. Go to preparewithalex.com today. You've got until January 8th, and the profit that comes in then helps fund the InfoWar, fighting for America, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom, a true 360 win.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.